Former FBI agent confirms Biden team was tipped off about plan to interview Hunter. By Wendell Hasebo on August 14, 2023. A former FBI supervisory special agent, SSA, confirmed President Joe Biden's 2020 transition team was tipped off about its plan to interview Hunter Biden, a newly released congressional transcript shows. The former FBI agent, who worked for the Bureau for 20 years and retired in June 2022, corroborated IRS Supervisory Special Agent Gary Shapley's testimony that the Secret Service and the Biden transition team were tipped off about a planned interview with Hunter Biden during United States Attorney for Delaware David Weiss' investigation. The former FBI agent first corroborated Shapley's testimony in July. The House Oversight Committee released the transcript of the FBI agent's testimony Monday. The former FBI agent confirmed that both he and Shapley were told in early December 2019 not to approach Hunter Biden and instead wait for Hunter Biden's call for the interview. Instead of receiving the call, they got a call from Hunter Biden's attorney and were never granted an interview. IRS whistleblower Gary Shapley's testimony that Secret Service headquarters and the Biden transition team were tipped off is confirmed by a former FBI agent. Shapley and the FBI agent planned to interview Hunter Biden in December 2020, but learned the night before that the Biden transition team was tipped off, House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, said in a press release. They were told to not approach Hunter Biden and wait for his call. That never happened, and they never got to interview Hunter Biden, Comer continued. Tipping off the transition team and not being able to interview Hunter Biden as planned are just a couple of examples that reveal the Justice Department's misconduct in the Biden criminal investigation that occurred under U.S. Attorney Weiss' watch. The former FBI agent said in his congressional testimony that because of the tip-off to the Biden transition team, the Secret Service prevented him and his team from approaching Hunter Biden's location. Hunter Biden received Secret Service protection just days before the reported incident. The congressional transcript of the testimony reads, FBI SSA, so, obviously, we were on the West Coast. There were additional interviews across the country, to include the East Coast, which was 3 hours ahead. So we were up early. I was partnered with Supervisor Number 2 of the IRS. And as we got together or while we got together on that morning, I was notified by my assistant special agent in charge that we would not even be allowed to approach the house. That the plan, as told to us, was that my information would be given to the Secret Service, to whom I don't know exactly, and, you know, my name, my contact, you know, my cell phone, for example, with the notification that we would like to talk to Hunter Biden, and that I was not to go near the house and to stand by. Majority Counsel, in your career of 20 years, have you ever been told that you could dash that you had to wait outside of a target's home until they contacted you? FBI SSA, not that I recall. I mean, there have been times where we waited for maybe something else operationally to happen. But, no, not from the point of view of the target, the subject of the investigation. Majority Counsel, and were you able to interview Hunter Biden? FBI SSA, I was not. Majority Counsel, as part of your investigation? FBI SSA, no. IRS whistleblowers who testified before Congress claimed President Joe Biden's Justice Department, DOJ, politically interfered in the criminal probe into his son. Among many allegations, they say Hunter Biden was forewarned of any future searches for materials that could be used as evidence. They also alleged Assistant U.S. Attorney Leslie Wolf refused to allow investigators to ask about Joe Biden being the big guy. Wolf also allegedly cautioned the investigation team from searching Joe Biden's guest house in Delaware for evidence against Hunter Biden because of optics. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.